12 minutes past 8 o'clock here on the Coast, 89.7, and morning show. We're going to talk with Darren Brookswagger, the counselor for District 10 this morning from CBRM, joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dave.
Tend to think myself, this is just a personal opinion, that counselors are on the ground, closer to things than most of us are, and hear things and know stuff that's going on before the rest of us. Am I right?
I think that would be correct, David. Yeah.
And keeping that in mind, that's what I'd like to hear from you about COVID-19. This has been, to say the least, it's amazing times. But what are you hearing? What's going on in terms of your people, and what do you hear on the ground there, Darren?
We're meeting basically just by computer now, David. We're doing the Zoom thing and for messaging and what have you. It seems to be working okay. Once we get all the kinks out of it, it seems to be doing better. We got a scheduled meeting for tomorrow, which will be probably live feed, as I understand it. So we'll see how that turns out. It's a little bit different, but that's the way we got to do business right now, Dave. But overall, there's been it's a busy time. There's lots of calls and messages and lots of people out there concerned, Dave.
I imagine you'd be hearing. Counselors tend to hear from people who are concerned first. What are people telling you? What are they saying most about, Darren?
Well, it's lots of questions about services that are, you know, disrupted or reduced or stopped, you know, and some people are stressed, Dave. That's what I hear a lot of. You know, you can hear it in their voice or in the tone of the message they send you. You know, Some of them have a compromised immune system, you know. Some of them have no work because of this and aren't sure how they're going to, you know, pay their rent or mortgage. It's difficult at times to hear these stories, but it's important to listen. Sometimes, Dave, as you can recall yourself, there isn't much we can do at certain issues, but it's important that we listen, so we do the best we can.
And when you hear those complaints, it is, your hands are tied for the most part, but what's your reaction to the response that has been there so far from all levels of government?
Well, I really think it's been great. Personally, I really admire the leadership of the Prime Minister and our Premier. Right now, I think they're doing a great job on the daily, and even our own leader, Mayor, has been out there. He does his weekly briefings to the public to let the residents know here exactly what's going on. So I really think it's been great, you know.
Yeah, there are a lot of worried and stressed out people out there right now. Are you working from home for the most part?
For the most part, Dave, that's all we can really do at this point, right, is, you know, and once in a while, like everybody else, I get out in the car and sneak for a little drive, but other than that, there's not much more we can do, right? It's a pretty different time in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, and not much anybody can do about it except follow what everybody is saying health-wise. Do you do that for the most part?
Oh, yeah, like...
You did what the Premier said? You stay the blazes home, do you?
Stay the blazes home. that was a good one, and he's getting lots of attention. I guess that's a Annapolis Valley slang, I guess, Dave. I didn't hear it much myself, but...
I think I may have heard it once or twice growing up in Cape Breton and Glace Bay.
Yeah, that's
but,
about it for me as well, but he certainly, they're selling T-shirts and lots of memes out there, and it's getting a lot of attention, and it's important. It's the message, and that's what we all have to do.
Phone lines are open for the most part, though, Darren, for municipal services I'm talking about here. There will be possibly some changes depending on staff and all that, but, I mean, the phone lines have been open to access municipal services and still remain that way?
Absolutely. All our service lines are open. As you mentioned, a lot of it is reduced. Transit services reduced. Our garbage, our landfill is closed, basically. So there's a lot of things that have been reduced, but we've got a phone number there that's dedicated, Dave. And a lot of these questions, like we got a coronavirus dedicated phone line and email, right? It's coronavirus@cbrm.ns.ca, and that number is 902-563-2276. Davis, and police-related issues, of course, of non-emergency nature is 902-563-5151, right?
Right,
and,
okay.
It's important important that people check these numbers. There's lots of information there as well on any updates on our CBRM website. Anything going on in CBRM is there. Our staff put it on social media as well, you know, the Facebook and what have you, so Twitter account. So we're doing the best we can to keep people informed, but, you know, the message is clear. We got to get to the other side of this dreadful virus, and the only way we're going to do that is stay the heck home, right? There's no question about it.
Yeah, we're only helping each other by doing that. Darren, the phone lines are open. As you said, if there's nothing else you can do, you can certainly have an ear to listen.
Absolutely. I'm always here for that, Dave.
Darren, thanks for taking our phone call this morning, and continue to good luck, stay healthy, stay safe.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Same to you, buddy. And I know, like yourself and me as well, we're also included in this compromised immune systems, and we have to be careful for sure. But we want people to please, you know, think about our nonprofits out there. You know, they're vitally important in our communities, Dave. And they're the folks that hire students in the summer, you know, on our grants. They provide our summer programming for us all to enjoy, and they usually are the ones that are raising money this time of year to pay for this stuff. So I'd ask you to think of them as well, and plus our frontline workers, Dave. Like, a simple thank you, even the people at the grocery stores. You know, they deserve this, right, along with our healthcare professionals and police and fire services. It's important that we say thank you.
Well, thank you, Darren, and have a good day.
Appreciate it, Dave, anytime.
Okay, Darren Brookswager is the CBRM counselor for District 10.